You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I spy with my little eye that we have a 7-Eleven commercial coming up in the next break. I did a solid dad move yesterday. We're out running some errands with the kids and driving by a 7-Eleven, and I pulled in and they're like, what are we doing? I was like, you guys want Slurpees?
Sounds like dad wanted the Slurpee.
I got dad points for days, man. Dad points for days. You would have thought I said that Santa Claus was moving in with us. Yeah, there's something about the Slurpee in the summer, man.
Mm. I judge based on flavor, though. What'd you get?
I didn't get one, but my daughter got cherry, solid choice, and then Reed got Mountain Dew flavor. They've upped the Slurpee game, though. They had like 19
apparently
different flavors.
I didn't know there was a dew-flavored one.
Yeah, you can mix them now and do all sorts of things.
Am I a weirdo because as a kid I always got the cola flavored one?
Yeah, basic. Basic Slurpee.
Would that make me? Or it did, what's it called, the suicide one where you just do a little bit of each flavor?
You're big on the mixing. If you do the cola with the cherry, that's a pretty solid.
Yeah, I did that.
That's a double mix there. That's pretty good. Anyway, dad points. I'm going to ride high on that for a few weeks.
Cheers, man.
Thanks.
Here's a little bit. This is, I don't think this falls directly into the mind candy category, but it is just something to think about. And we feel that this is almost like one of those halls of fame that we do where people call in and we end up with only like three. So we want to think about this. You know, so many times, like you were talking about a few minutes ago about that lady who was throwing a fit in a coffee shop and pounding on the table and screaming at the baristas and stuff like that because she was so mad. And that's one of those things where I always think, man, if this lady could spend 2 weeks working behind the counter as a barista or somebody at a coffee shop and have to deal with customers so that she could learn a little empathy for the people behind the counter. So that's one example. But then you think of all the others, like what jobs should everyone have to work, even just for a while, to learn some empathy and to appreciate what goes on the other side? And part of me was thinking, wouldn't it be kind of funny if everybody had to take a gap year right out of high school and they had to spend 12 months working before they went off and started their own career or before they went off to a stupid college or whatever. But three jobs, 4 months each.
Yeah.
And they had to spend, they had to invest 4 months three times in that year into a different career so that they could just learn how to be a little bit more understanding. Yeah. And I was trying to think about what those three jobs should be. I always default back to a server at a restaurant. Because until you walk a mile in those shoes, you know, it's real easy to come in and be some, I don't know, entitled customer who's just so demanding. Mm-hmm. You get so angry.
You forgot my bread.
It's like, can you just try it for a while and see what it's like? But what would the others be? I'm very curious.
So we're going to build like a little list here on the jobs that everybody should work. I did come up with my three. I've done two of them. I think everybody should work in some sort of retirement facility or work with the elderly or the dementia because I've done that. It'll make you appreciate your life. It'll make you take care of yourself. It'll make you appreciate the little things just a little bit more. I think you should do that. I think you should work retail where you have to fold clothing. I had a job many years ago at American Eagle, and the amount of t-shirts, I mean, so now when you go into a store, you don't just pick up a shirt, hold it up to yourself, and then throw it back. You will fold it. And I also believe you should be a janitor at a school at some point. We have had numerous conversations with our kiddos about helping keep the school clean. Don't mess up the bathroom because there are so many stories that come out of what goes on in those bathrooms. And we have the talk with, well, who gets to clean that up? So I think you should be some sort of sanitation worker / janitor at a school.
I like those. Those are solid.
Those are my biggies.
I'll always go back to server. I think another one is flight attendant. And I see that Lisa texted us in. She said an airline gate attendant. Yes.
Sure,
talk about taking mountains of abuse from total strangers. So maybe it's just you have to work for an airline in some respect, but only in a job that deals with the people, like a flight
TSA,
attendant,
man.
Gate attendant.
TSA for a while. Yes.
So those are two of my three. I'm going to wait on the third one until we see what we get from our listeners. Now, remember, the whole idea is a job that people should have to work for at least a little while so they realize what goes into that job and they realize what it's like putting up with people like you before you lose your cool with someone in that industry.
Thank you to Jennifer for mentioning somebody at the DMV. Yes,
DMV.
Yes, that's huge, Jennifer.
I want to go to the phones right away, but I quickly want to say just a couple of them that have been texted in. How do I say this without angering people? Some of them are jobs that pay exquisitely well. And I'm not saying that people have any right to be mean to you or rude to you just because you make a lot of money. However, if we're talking about somebody who's working, you know, at a job that might pay $15 an hour, you know, or $12 an hour or less or whatever.
What were the jobs?
I have a little bit more of a feeling, you know, feeling sorry for them than someone who gets yelled at and they're making like $275 a year.
You
know what I mean?
Do you remember what the jobs were?
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to say that we've had a couple of those come in. And for me, it's like, I think you should have to work this job to know what it's like to take abuse for very little reward. Does that make sense?
Vicky from Mead wrote in and said are we allowed to say maid anymore? A hotel maid or somebody that cleans up your housekeeping. Yeah.
Yes.
That's one that you'll take
solid.
A little bit better care of your hotel room.
Solid choice.
That's a good one.
Here comes April on the phone. April, good morning. What have we left out so far?
I'd say a teacher.
A teacher all day long, yeah.
It's hard to argue with that one.
Especially with little kids, you know.
Putting up with other people's kids all day.
Actually, middle school kids that are snots, you know, that are jerks.
Oh, my God. April, thank you for that call.
That's a good one.
Here comes Sarah. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So what jobs should everyone work for just at least a little while?
I think a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, like in a hospital.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Tough job.
That's a good call, Sarah. Thank you. You know, my daughter-in-law is a nurse, and I'll tell you what, man, she's got stories.
People bite them.
She's been punched.
Yeah, even, yeah.
She was punched by an 85-year-old woman.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, people at their worst, and they don't know how to react. And
Here comes Sydney. Sydney, good morning. What do you want to add to this list?
Good morning. So I know you guys already said retail, but I think specifically people should have to work in retail during the holiday season.
Oh, right.
That's really good. Yeah.
Yes. That's like a Black Friday sale.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I did, and I quit very soon after I started.
Yeah. Did it involve a store that involved a lot of folding T-shirts?
Yeah, and people are just jerks.
Yeah. Somebody else wrote in about, you know, these retail jobs and going into the fitting rooms and seeing a pile of like 40 pieces of clothing on the floor, and they've got to pick them up and find out where they go and hang them back up. And
yeah.
Yep. So we get it, Sydney.
I
want
to shake these people. Sydney,
know.
That's a good call. Retail during holiday season is very good. Some people have mentioned trash collectors.
Sure.
Yeah. Child care has come up a few times.
I don't want to do that. No, I do not want to do that.
School bus driver. Oh, can you imagine?
Working in the fields of a farm just came through.
Well, that would be really
good. But
you
good know what? You can kind of see where everything is coming from.
See
you
where know? Your food is coming
where
from.
Where my tomatoes are
just
at.
It doesn't just magically appear on your plate.
That's actually really good.
That's solid. Louise says a cashier at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. On the heels of the farm, working in a grocery store, stacking those apples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. April says at a customer service call center.
I don't want to do that.
Oh,
picking up trash after a concert or sporting event. Yes, yes, and yes. Or like along those lines, like cleaning movie theaters.
Yeah.
So we are, we're big on picking up.
Talk about being movie people. Work at a theater.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that little patrol. The movie ends, right? And you're walking out and you see those two or three people standing there holding
they look
the
miserable.
Brooms and the trash barrel. And oh, you're yeah. like, oh, they've got to go in and clean up with all those pigs that
I will
were sitting
tell
around
you,
me.
When we leave a movie, we make sure we pick up all of our stuff around our seats because I feel bad for those teenagers doing that.
Linda's talking about bank tellers. I was going to add bank tellers. The only reason I didn't is because we even did a mind bender about this. The number of people who go into banks these days has just plummeted. It's like 10% of what it used to be. And yet still, you see people, because you're dealing with their money, people are so damned rude to bank tellers.
Oh, yeah.
Just stop it. What?
Limo driver. Working those bachelor and bachelorette parties in the limo. Oh, God.
I didn't even think about that.